And it appears that we are live. Good morning, everybody. It is the 18th of October, 2021. Today, we're going to talk about the IRS, Russian trolls, and the imminent collapse of the United States of America. Everybody's favorite subject. Not really mine. I don't look forward to the collapse of the empire, all indicators point towards the collapse of the empire, which I'm no fan of. However, you know what? Before we get into the brief, let's have this brief conversation. Because I get a lot of people all the time who are like, Barry, I can't believe that you would say such a thing. Don't you understand? It's the United States of America, greatest country on earth. Yeah, I agree, homeboy. Well, we need to make it better. We need to take it back. We need to go for it. What's your plan? Homeboy, if your plan is to sit in your backyard pounding Keystone Lights and talking about how great America was, or sit on your ass on your couch and ridicule folks like me, so forth and so on, I don't want to hear it. And this is probably not the channel for you, because we deal in reality. And the reality is, America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. It has gotten to where we are thus far. We have immense amounts of wealth and prosperity. We still, to this day, have excellent health care when compared to other places around the world. And there are evil globalists and multinational corporations who are purely profit-driven, who are a pain in our ass, let's be frank. They taint the name of capitalism. We would not have made it as far as we have without the good American spirit, the good people, with the Father, Yahuwah or Elohim, the Lord our God, blessing this country. But if your plan is to sit around and bitch about it until somebody else gets elected, you don't have a plan. Shut your mouth and go somewhere else. You know, it's the same thing. You can buy all the protein powder and all the pre-workout and all that stuff. If you don't go to the gym and do something, nothing changes. You can have a Bible. You can claim the name of Jesus. But if you don't read it and do what it says, nothing in you changes. So I'm about over everybody sitting on the sidelines talking all kinds of crap about how dare you say the collapse of the American Empire. Remove the scales from your eyes, brother or sister, and look around and see where we are at. I don't welcome this. I don't encourage this. But until somebody comes up with a plan that's better than we need to vote XYZ person in, I don't want to hear it. That's not a plan. That's hope. And hope is not a strategy. Okay? Okay! Good talk. All right, let's do this damn thing. Hit the button, Bear. Working on it. All right. A recent proposal from the Biden administration would give the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, the power to access some private financial account information. Officials in the administration have repeatedly painted it as an attempt to capture the lost dollars from the tax-evading ultra-wealthy. The infamous 1%. But the proposal makes clear that in the hunt for the missing tax dollars, the IRS would be informed of any total yearly withdrawals or deposits over $600 from banks, loans, and investment accounts. Who in the 99% could possibly be excluded from such a widely cast net other than children? Both banks and individuals are quite upset about this proposal, pointing out how massive an overstep that would be. It also is reminiscent of Read the Damn Book, IBM and the Holocaust by Edwin Black. This was a move that was performed by the Third Reich prior to the wholesale slaughter of German undesirables. And then elsewhere in Europe, the undesirables, as according to the Reichschancellor during pre-World War II Germany. Explicit, unrestrained access to bank accounts. So, read the writing on the wall. Both banks and individuals are quite upset about this proposal, pointing out how massive an overstep it would be. suspicious activity reports and general tax information. Note, earned interest is already submitted to the IRS, of course, but this would be far more invasive. It would require them to share almost every individual person's account balances with the government. If this were to be signed into law, the proposed threshold would likely rise, perhaps from $600 to as much as $10,000, as the Wall Street Journal has estimated. Still, it is a significant invasion of privacy, and critics claim that lower-income people would certainly be sucked into this vortex. Market Watch quoted John Kinsella, the vice president of tax policy for American Bankers Association, as saying, quote, "We continue to believe this proposal jeopardizes the privacy and security of financial information for nearly every U.S. account holder. It would trigger an unprecedented amount of taxpayer information, most of which will be irrelevant to calculating taxable income, with significant cost and data security risk to taxpayers." Yeah, cyber attacks. Remember all that stuff? It'd be great that the government knows everything there is to know about you, because as we've seen with recent reporting, there's literally no strategic plan to deal with cyber attacks for the U.S. Army. DOD has no, even CISA, has no strategic plan to deal with cyber attacks. It's reactionary, not proactive. USA Today published an air quote fact check article attempting to rein in the concern running rampant online. It pointed out that it was merely a proposal at this stage, not set in stone. Okay, we're just talking about it. We're not doing it yet. And that it's only about sums flowing in and out of accounts, not every individual transaction and how the money was spent. The Hill pointed out that this proposal, if approved, would only further erode average people's trust in the banks and their government, and that the wealthiest in the country would be exactly the people who could avoid American banks most easily, using solutions like offshore banking and other tactics inaccessible to the average Joe. Good times. We're also going to look at this morning. You've got the links here in your description. We are also going to look at this morning, assuming my alt tab works appropriately. We've got links to not only the IRS wanting your data, but Russian trolls and or tyranny, supply chain disruptions, China's economic recovery, and the global debt now exceeds $88 trillion. No big deal, right? Yeah. We're going to build back better, y'all. We're just going to build back better. I don't know how we're going to build back better. We've got no stuff to build with. We've got no funds to pay the people to build. But, you know, if we just all scream it loud enough, we're going to build back better. And it's just, it's not going to be okay. It's going to be better than okay. Just trust us. We are so good at all of these things, we being the government, we're so good, our track record is awesome, just trust us, man, we got this, build back better, right, just build it back, and don't just build it back better, shut the f*** up, oh yeah, we need to vote this person in, kiss my ass. Biden wants IRS to monitor people's bank accounts more closely, will it catch tax cheats or invade privacy from MarketWatch, and you've got links to all this in the description. We have a young African-American man looking very upset, standing in front of the Internal Revenue Service. The idea here being that this type of sweeping legislation is going to target those oppressed folks among us here in the United States. And let me tell you something, if you're here in the United States of America, globally, you're not oppressed. You are a king or a queen. Lean into it. In the ongoing debate over tax hikes for the rich and multi-trillion dollar government spending on the social safety net, a much smaller dollar amount is catching a lot of attention. A Biden administration proposal calls for the Internal Revenue Service monitoring of people's accounts to kick in at the $600 mark. Specifically, the administration wants to require financial institutions to tell the IRS about the aggregated inflow and outflow from bank, loan, and investment accounts according to the Treasury Department documents. The rule would apply to personal and business accounts, but it would not involve handling transaction-level details over to the IRS. We don't want to know every little transaction. We just want to know how much money's coming in and out of your account. You know why? Because I only need to know, if I'm the IRS, I only need to know every little transactional detail if I audit you. That's when I need to know that information, which I will issue a court order for you to provide Or men with guns will show up and put you in a little box. Otherwise, I just need to know how much money is coming and going from your account so that I can tax you appropriately, so that I can, me, the IRS, on behalf of our federal government, can get our appropriate pound of flesh from you. That's all I need to know. How much money's coming in? Gross. How much money's going out? Big numbers. I don't care about the little numbers. The reporting would be done on an annual basis, and the threshold for reporting would be $600, a level that could increase in the Capitol Hill and in the Capitol Hill, give and take, if the idea becomes law. Blah, blah, blah. Nancy Pelosi said some bullcrap. Back in May, the Treasury Department also said some bullcrap. Since then, people such as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen have defended the idea, which is bullcrap. Dealing with wealthy households that may have opaque or hidden income sources, Yellen told CNBC earlier this month that, quote, a simple way for the IRS to get a sense of where it might be is just a few pieces of information about individuals' bank accounts, nothing at the transaction level that would violate privacy. Or you could just kiss my hairy white ass. You could do that, too. Banks already have to report to the IRS when accounts accrue interest above $10. By the way, brief programming note, I know many of y'all watch these shows with your children, and I appreciate that. I just hope you know that most of our programming falls anywhere between PG-13 and R-rated. I try and hold my tongue and police my language so the content will be applicable and approachable to the widest audience, but frankly, that's not me. And there's going to be days like today where I'm going to say things that kids probably shouldn't hear. And so please understand that anytime you flip on the Bear Show with your children around, you are taking that risk. Now, I appreciate if your idea here is to feed your children with wisdom and understanding and truth. I'm all about that. But know that words are going to fly out of my face that you may or may not like. And so if at any point I've said something that's caused you to cringe with your child sitting next to you, I apologize. But I am warning you over and over and over and over and over again that there are going to be days like today where I just can't be all, you know, puppies and unicorns and sunshine and rainbows. Okay?
Okay, T.
All right, good talk. The reporting requirement would be a dragnet for regular taxpayers, not a target on the rich, they say. The proposal for more information amassed by financial firms and gathered by the IRS might also be asking for trouble in an age of identity theft and data breaches. And this article goes on and on and on from here. The crux of the issue here is an unprecedented amount of taxpayer information. They want your data. And they want your data not for you, for them. So they can make sure they are maintaining as much of a grip on you and who you are and what you do as possible. Also, remember, the government is just days, maybe weeks from insolvency. Remember, the debt limit was just raised, and they've got to vote again on it in, November, I think? Is it November or December? But they've got to vote on it again. You know why? They don't have any money. You know why? Because they keep printing and spending money. Because none of these jerks in Washington, even the good ones, Bear, none of them know anything about business. You know, my oldest daughter, was recently invited to Yale Business School to learn about business. At the low, low cost of me sending her there for $3,000 per week. To which I said, sweetheart, if you want to learn about business, you realize you're surrounded by people who know business and do business, the real end of it. Not just teach it in a classroom, but do it every day. If you want to learn about business, you just let dad know, and I'll take care of that for you. Which, of course, her motivations were more along the lines of, I think I'd like to go to Yale and see what it's all about, than I want to learn some business stuff. And to her credit, she was mature enough to understand that, acknowledge that, and decline their invitation so that she could learn business from dad, which is cool. But these people in that school who are going to hand you your MBA or whatever, they don't know anything about business either, because if they knew something about business, they'd be in the real world making lots of money with all of their business understanding, not teaching business in a classroom somewhere, and certainly not trying to regulate business in the legislature somewhere. These people don't know anything about business at all. Not even a little bit. They spend money that doesn't exist. And when they want money, they just make more money, or they require you to give them more money. And if you don't, men with guns will come and put you in a little box. Sounds fair, right? Sounds a lot like about 250-ish something years ago, a certain subset of the American population said, you know what, I've had enough. These people don't represent me. And I'm tired of giving them the funds that they need in order to wage war against my personal beliefs. I believe they referred to that as something like, taxation without representation. From Russia, RT.com. How could you read that crap, Bear? Don't you know they're biased? They're all biased. You live in a pretend world where every piece of information that hits your ears has been informed by some type of bias. Okay? Chew the meat, spit out the bones. A phrase that my pastor likes to utter, whom I resonate with. RT.com. Growing disillusionment in American democracy can't be blamed on a shadowy web of Russian influence, one of Moscow's top diplomats has said, arguing Washington must face up to the lack of faith ordinary people have in politicians. Are we still allowed to have a live stream? We indeed do. Good morning, Mark Chester and everybody else. 740 people up in here. Hey, do me a favor and pay the fee and share this to somebody who needs to see it. Yes, that's a term that Andy Frizzella uses. Yes, I'm a fan of Andy Frizzella. Go do 75 hard. Get off of your ass and do hard things. Share this with somebody you think needs to see it that helps us do battle with the YouTube algorithmic robots. In a statement issued on Sunday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said that the threat to American democracy, quote, the threat to American democracy does not come from authoritarian regimes, as it is sometimes fashionable to say, but the distrust its own citizens have. There, end quote. There is an increasingly common perception, she said, quote, that everything said by the political elite and the global information monopolies in the U.S., is a lie. Let's read that paragraph again for those that didn't quite have their ears switched on. In a statement issued on Sunday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said that, quote, the threat to the American democracy does not come from authoritarian regimes, as it is sometimes fashionable to say, but the distrust its own citizens have. There is an increasingly common perception, she said, that everything said by the political elite and the global information monopolies in the United States is a lie. End quote. The diplomat pointed to a recent poll, blah, blah, blah. The survey found that almost all Americans believe the spread of misinformation is a problem. In a poll of 1,000 U.S. residents, 77% said the social media was fueling the spread of misinformation, while 72% pointed the finger at politicians. Quote, Americans are more likely to blame U.S. politicians, social media companies, and social media users for the spread of misinformation than foreign governments, Sheila Kohanteb, one of the team behind the study, said. The results show that the public believes the spread of misinformation is an issue that the American government, companies, and individuals all need to try to address. I don't think the government at all needs to address that. As far as companies, I don't think they need to regulate speech at all. And I think that every American citizen needs the wisdom and discernment that comes from a strong worldview and strong morals and ethics, and frankly from the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to know when they hear bullshit to not pay attention to it. According to Zakharova, this shows that the persistent focus in the West on Russian troll factories, RT propaganda, and Chinese cyber forces is misplaced. Quote, this ruins the whole conceptual basis on which Western Russian phobia has conveniently been constructed. Now, of course, this is coming directly from Russian, and make no mistake, this is Russian propaganda, or at least propagandized information. So they have their own biases, they have their own lines of effort that they are working when they release pieces like this. So are Russian bots real? Yes. Is Russian misinformation real? Yes. Is the government lying to you? Oh, absolutely. Are big tech censoring people? 100%. Do you need to be smart enough to know when those things are happening and adjust your OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, act accordingly? 100% you need to be smart enough to do that. And if you're not, you are burning daylight, sunshine. Quit sitting on your ass, engaging in, you know, preparedness masturbation, watching the Bear Show and the Canadian Prepper Show, and I wonder what City Prepper has to say today, and about, and go do stuff. As we're going to see further on in the brief, the world is spinning ever faster around the drain. And if you're not actively doing things to caution against that, to prepare against that, you are going to find yourself screwed. And I absolve myself of all responsibility for the fact that you've been screwed. Because I can feed you with knowledge and understanding, but it's up to you whether or not you partake of that. And that doesn't mean you just sit here and listen and watch. It means that you go out and do. Again, getting back to what I was talking about earlier, you can take pre-workout every day for a month. If you don't go work out, nothing's going to change. You have to do. You can onboard the information. You can onboard the nutrients. But if you don't go do something with them, you're literally just masturbating. You're just going through the motions. There's nothing fruitful or profitable about what you're doing. And you are deluding yourself, thinking that you're making some type of progress to hedge your bets against the world collapse, and you're not. CNN.com, rising prices and empty store shelves spell danger for Biden and Democrats. I don't want this pop out. CNN, Joe Biden's struggle to make America normal again after the pandemic is proving to be far more protracted and complicated than first thought, which has enormous political implications for the president and his party. Yeah, you think so? Make America normal again. I'm sure that was going to happen. Also, that's because this thing is bigger than President Joe Biden and his party and the United States even. This is a global issue, and I'm not talking about the pandemic here. I'm talking about our favorite supervillain, Klaus Schwab, and the Great Reset. An admission by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, which how you get Buttigieg out of Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg on CNN Sunday, that supply chain backups, which are having a corrosive impact on the wider economy, will linger into the next year, further underscored a tough midterm election environment for the Democrats. Everything's about the election cycle for them. How about the fact that real people don't have jobs they can go to right now? How about the fact that what money we do have, the IRS wants to lay hold of? How about the fact that we can't get the things that we need to operate our businesses, large and small? How about all that? And you're concerned about the midterm elections. That's so cute. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. Make America normal again has nothing to do with your quality of life. It has everything to do with the powers that be reestablishing their control over every facet of what you call a life. That's what they mean by make America normal again. That's why they have been so rampant about trying to wipe out the legacy of Donald J. Trump. That's what they mean by make America normal again. Remove all hope for independence and righteousness from you so that you will bow down and kiss the ring of the American political system while spitting out of one side of your mouth. Well, we got to hire the right people in Washington to get in there and drain the swamp. It's a swamp. You don't drain swamps. You stay the hell out of them. I don't care about the rest of this article. The point here is that the supply chain issues are going to continue in the next year at a minimum. From FoxBusiness.com, China's economy stumbles on power crunch and property woes. China's economy hit its slowest pace of growth in a year in the third quarter, hurt by power shortages, supply chain bottlenecks, and major wobbles in the property market and raising pressure on policymakers to do more to prop up the faltering recovery. That's what we need. We need China's government involved in the economy as well. Data released on Monday shows gross domestic product, or GDP, fell 4.9% in July to September from a year earlier. That's a big fall. The weakest clip since the third quarter of 2020 and missing forecasts. The world's second largest economy is facing several major challenges, including the China Evergrande Group debt crisis, ongoing supply chain delays, and a critical electricity crunch, which sent factory output to its weakest since 2020 when heavy COVID-19 curbs were in place. Quote, The domestic economic recovery is still unstable and uneven, said the National Bureau of Statistics spokesperson Fu Linghui at a briefing in Beijing on Monday. So this is a big deal because China does not release negative information about itself, which is one of the great things about communism. And that's why we all need communism, so we can all just get right along and you know, the haves and the have-nots, and we can redistribute and shut the hell up. The domestic economic recovery is still unstable and uneven, said National Bureau of Statistics spokesperson Fu Linghui at a briefing in Beijing on Monday. Unstable and uneven. That's a hell of an admission from China. Article goes on from here, blah, blah, blah. China thought they were going to do really good. Turns out they're not doing really good. Everybody's concerned. Here's some numbers and some stats and maybe a graph or two and some comments. You know, listen, guys, talk quietly amongst yourself for a hot minute because I got to go pee off the porch. Give me 30 seconds. And I can do that because I don't live in your neighborhood. I'm sure it's a beautiful cul-de-sac, but nobody gives a shit. Because out here, we can pee when we want to. If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it. Blah, blah, blah. Chinese economy equals garbage currently. From RT.com. He didn't wash his hands after he peed. Urine sterile, and I know where my junk's been. Simmer down, sweetheart. Global public debt hits record high of $88 trillion per the IMF, or International Monetary Fund. This is a great little graphic they put to here, showing in basic physics that the debt is heavier than the GDP. The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday that global government debt is estimated at 97.8% of the world's gross domestic product in 2021. Of all the money that is being earned in the world, of all the money that is being earned in the world, 97.8% of it is being spent to service a debt load. I don't even know if I need to read the remainder of the article to make the point that I wanted to make by selecting this article. Things are not going to get better anytime soon. They may get worse in the relatively near future. And if you are still playing at the idea of preparedness, if this is just a cool hobby to you, I cannot encourage you more strongly to make it a way of life. Go all in. Not only will you have a higher quality of life, not only will you be able to pee off of your porch one day and eat chickens that run around in your front yard, and sheep that are in the pen right over there, and cattle that are in the pen right over there, and I got peppers and tomatoes growing right here, and salad greens, right? I can make lunch about that fast. I need this knife and a rifle, and I've got lunch good to go. So not only is your quality of life going to be higher, and I don't say that in a derogatory manner because, man, I've lived in the cities, I've lived in the suburbs, I've done the preparedness things there, and I was able to count the cost and look at, do my research and do an area study, just do a basic area study and realize that this is not sustainable, this ain't going to work. I got to GTFO, homeboy, it is time for me to go. So not only will your quality of life be higher, but your ability to sustain life and perpetuate normalcy for the people that you love will be far higher as well. Whatever that looks like for you, where you are, and I mean this with every fiber of my being, you need to start taking this thing seriously and do the things. What things? Prepper Classroom playlist, this channel. I am not going to spoon feed you information any longer. I'm over that. There are 3,500 videos and live streams between YouTube and Patreon, including 1,500 plus videos that are all instructional and explanational that have never seen the light of day on Patreon. Bear, how do I? I've literally just shot a video the other day, how to butcher a sheep. How do I butcher a sheep? There it is. How do I sharpen an axe? There it is. What bushcraft knife do I need? There it is. How do you zero a rifle? There it is. It's all there. I am tired of being a purveyor of little tiny morsels of preparedness information that you can take and macerate on for the day and suck on it like a cough drop and let it slowly enter your body. I don't care. All that information is out there, and the information is commoditized. We suffer not for a lack of information. We suffer from a lack of execution. You don't need to know what to do one more time. You need to start doing. That's where we are on the timeline. You. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Need to start doing. Not just going through the motions. You need to start doing. And that's the damn brief today. If you want to jump off while I talk about our companies where people are doing, feel free to. Now is the time to abandon ship and take all that free information that you were just given and not pay your dues at all while I talk about refugemedical.com, which solves the problem for people like you of, I don't know what should be in a first aid kit. Handled. What are you trying to do? Here's the kit for that application. All the homework is already done. We did it better than the United States Marine Corps. That was the BearFact 1.0. When I say that these kits exceed military specification, I'm not kidding. That's why these kits are on four continents with five branches of the United States Armed Forces, because soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines and their loved ones are buying them for themselves because these kits are better than what they're issued. Law enforcement officers all over the country and in other countries around the globe are buying these things for themselves because in many cases they're not issued any medical equipment at all for self-aid. You don't need to wonder about what should I have in a kit, what shouldn't I have in a kit. We've already handled that for you. And if you're smart enough to know what you do need, we've got every medical component under the sun in the store as well. All this stuff is HSA, Health Savings Account, and FSA, Flexible Spending Account, applicable. It's all approved for that. So if you want to use your HSA, go for it. If you want to get somebody a first aid kit for their birthday, or for a fall holiday, or winter holiday, or whatever, go for it. Look at all these five-star reviews. And these are not plants. Five-star reviews, ladies and gentlemen. These things are awesome. 26 lives saved to date. Absolutely awesome. Handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. If you use it to save a life, I will replace, at my cost, whatever components you used to save that life. And I want to know about it, because we're up to 26 lives saved that we know of in just shy of 2 years. I'm, frankly, very, very proud of these kits. We have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into these kits. I was packing these kits one day a week for a couple hours each time in my barn by myself 2 years ago. And then we happened to move from the barn to the dining room table. And then from the dining room table into 500 square feet. And from 500 square feet into 1,700 square feet. And we're at the point now By the blessings of our Creator and because of you supporting our small business, the 1,700 square foot is not cutting it any longer. And the reason for that is because we provide an excellent product with excellent customer service that solves your problem of what kit do I need and what needs to go in it. And when you have that real world problem of holy crap, I'm bleeding to death, you do not want to have saved a couple bucks on a tourniquet or I got a really good deal on this cheap Chinesium bullshit. Negative. You want the best. You want your wife to bleed to death because you saved 10 bucks? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, refugemedical.com. And then getting into problem solving, refugetraining.com. You have a kit. Good. You're not going to figure out how to use it when you need to use it. It's the same thing as your rifle. If you've never zeroed your rifle and run drills with your rifle, you're not going to figure out how to use it when you need to use it. You have to have done the work beforehand. It's the same thing with tactical medicine, medical training. And so refugetraining.com, you've got links to all this in the description, by the way. We teach people how to do that. Whether you're a young lady covered in tats or a guy laid out on the ground here, here's some wound packing, some tourniquets. Here you see one of our instructors, Twitch, applying a tourniquet to a student. Or you're a pregnant mom, or you're an older gentleman. Whoever you are, whatever you are, this applies to you. Our kits have saved more lives in domestic motor vehicle accidents than they have on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. Let me repeat that, because you probably think this isn't about you and you don't need that stuff. I don't need that kit. I don't need that training. Our kits have saved more lives due to domestic motor vehicle accidents here in the United States driving than on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. You need the ability to stop catastrophic critical bleeding. That's what these kits will do. And so Responder 1, Responder 2, Responder 3, shout out to my wife, who's awesome for giving a little, putting a little pep in the step of the training website. You've got a calendar here of all the upcoming course dates and then locations. So I would strongly recommend, if we are anywhere near where you are, go take the class. You've got the Essential Responder Level 1, 2, and 3, which is Stop the Bleed, which is the MARCH algorithm, which is massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else. That's level one, plus the level two, which is CPR and AED, plus the level three, which is tactical emergency casualty care, which is active shooter response, which is triaging patients, which is self-care and buddy care, which is moving off the X, which is communicating to 911 and coordinating first responders, and force-on-force scenarios, and buddy drags, and a slew of other things, including simmunitions, blue guns. And we've had people say, I'd really like to come to that course, but you know, I'm 55 and I got a bad back. Okay, cool. So when shit happens to you, you're not going to be 55 and have a bad back. You're going to be 23 again and in perfect health. Got it. This class is for everybody. These classes are for everybody. You have to play the cards that you've been dealt. So you're going to roll over and die, literally, because I'm 55 and I got a bad back? Or are you going to take personal responsibility and figure out to work with the giftings, talents, and delights that you've got? Use what you've got to be the first responder, to handle the problem. So you've got Essential Responder, which is the classes 1, 2, and 3 in Dallas. Same thing, Essential Responder in Salt Lake City, Orem, Utah. The Responder 1, which is Stop the Bleed and MARCH algorithm, in Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Orlando, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Wichita, Kansas. And you've got a Level 3, which is Force on Force Tactical Emergency Casualty Care in Phoenix, Arizona. So we've gone out of our way to put these classes where y'all have been screaming the loudest for classes. Here they are. Would love it if we could see you at class. It helps us support our small businesses and the people that we love back over here. All these people who are very good at what they do, I want to make sure that I get to pay his salary this month. And we have had, in the last 6 months, we've had two lives that have been saved directly attributed to training. They use these blue tourniquets right here, which are yours to keep. You keep the trainer kit for force multiplication. They use these blue tourniquets right here to save somebody's life. One was a motor vehicle accident. One was an attempted suicide. Directly accredited to students who have come through our class within the last 6 months. And you keep all the training aids. That trainer kit is yours. The tourniquet, the airway, the chest seals, the pressure dressings, the combat gauze trainer, the compressed gauze, all that. That's all yours. You take it home after the class, A, so that you can continue to practice what we've already taught you, and B, so that you can teach other people force multiplication. So, refugetraining.com, refugemedical.com for handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever, first aid kits, and refugetraining.com for the skills to know how to use those first aid kits when seconds matter and help is only minutes away. And with that, I appreciate y'all, Bear Nation. You are the freaking best. I love y'all. I got stuff to do. I'll see y'all later. And also, by the way, shout out to our patrons. We'll be doing Men's Group Monday tonight on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, it's $5 a month. And you can find the link in the description down below. And we will be studying the Lecha Torah portion. Go for yourself, Torah portion, tonight, Genesis 12 through 17, Isaiah 40 and 41, and John chapter 8, tonight, on Men's Group Monday, 7 Central on Patreon. So, bless y'all. Shalom.